From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. We're talking about house concerts today on the program with our buddy Josh Gibble and local Lancaster musician Mike McMonagle. Josh has a home in Lancaster City where he and his wife Kelly have been hosting house concerts called Live from the Cellar since the beginning of 2012. The Cellar has become one of the hottest rooms in town, and Josh's motivation around this series is contribution to the Lancaster art scene and providing a space for musicians and artists to do their thing.
I lived here for 6 years. It was under my nose, and I totally missed it. How do I help other people that are kind of doing their thing and missing some of the beauty of what's being created here with musicians and artists? So many cool things.
Coming up, a chat with Live from the Cellar host Josh Gibble and thoughts about performing at house concerts from Lancaster singer-songwriter Mike McMonagle. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. It was the week before Christmas, and all through the Woodstove House, we've been reflecting on the awesome year that has been 2012. We're also taking a little time to breathe and enjoy some eggnog. We will not be posting a show next week, but we'll be back on New Year's Eve with a look back at all the cool stuff that went down this year. In the meantime, visit woodstovehouse.com, where we are constantly blogging about the regional art scene, and click podcast in the menu to listen to all of our past episodes, going back to early 2010. You can also find us on Facebook or Twitter under the handle Wood Stove House. Coming up this week, Telus 360 has opened a second show with the Districts on Saturday, December 22nd at 7 p.m. Friday night's show has been sold out for a while, so you get a second chance to catch them in one of the coolest places in town to hear live music. Check out Telus360.com for more, but do it fast. And then on Sunday, December 23rd, Toy Soldiers return to the Chameleon Stage for a special pre-Christmas show with special guests Slackwater News and Cozy Galaxies. It's a Christmas Eve party with Toy Soldiers. Tickets are $10 and can be found at chameleonclub.net. Speaking of the Chameleon, 2012 is going out with a big bang during the last weekend of the year, featuring two great regional shows. On Saturday, December 29th, Kingsfoil returns to Lancaster after a couple national tours and the release of their brand new album, A Beating Heart is a Bleeding Heart, this past fall. Bell's Symphony of Sound and Jesse Baker round out the roster for that show. And then on Sunday, December 30th, the Chameleon welcomes Derry Miller and the Vale with special guests Hey Hey Moon and the Caleb Griffin Band. Tickets for both shows can be found at chameleonclub.net, and look for new music from Derry Miller during the first part of 2013. In the meantime, here's Grip Your Seat from Derry Miller and the Vale on Around the Wood Stove.
If it gets in between you and me, I'll dig his grave. Well, the night wasn't anything like you ever gave. Whoa, oh, give yourself to me. Whoa, oh, give yourself to me. Grip your seat on tight, gonna fly down the highway. Flashes hit the road, they scatter like you and I did. I don't get drunk and drive, just a little high to be mine.
On New Year's Eve, two previous guests from Around the Wood Stove, Matt Wheeler and Katie Glorioso, ring in the new year at Folklore Coffee in Elizabethtown. This is a BYOB event, and tickets are a mere $10. You can find out more about that show at folklorecoffee.com. Joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Josh Gibble from Live from the Cellar.
Yes.
Josh, welcome to Around the Wood Stove.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
I'm excited to talk to you about the series.
Josh and Kelly Gibble have created something really special with a house concert series that they host in the basement of their Lancaster City home. It's called Live from the Cellar, and every 3 or 4 weeks, Josh and Kelly welcome the community to catch an intimate acoustic performance with two acts, some local, some regional, and some national, along with a special one-night showing of a local visual artist's work. The setting is laid back with plenty of opportunity to make new friends, talk to the artists, and experience the arts with no distractions. Here's Josh Gibble from Live from the Cellar on Around the Wood Stove.
It all started, I mean, very almost accidentally or serendipitously. Have some friends who play music. Gordon Smoker is one of them, and Ben Rothermel. And so talking with them, I mean, Gordon was actually one of the very first one to come and play, and it was like maybe 2.5 or 3 years ago, and he came and played for an evening and invited 10 or 12 friends out, and it's kind of a random thing. I mean, my basement was not really ready for it, but it was kind of this fun thing. And then, Ben Rothermel became a friend of mine maybe a year ago, and we started talking about doing another one of these. And so I thought, you know, I ought to fix up the basement a little bit and kind of give it a little bit more of like a cozy feel. And so I spent a couple weeks in the evenings here and there doing some prep work, and I had a great time with Ben. I think it was last February that he came and played, and Gordon actually played that night as well. And As Sparrows played. So it was a great night, and I thought, man, the basement's fixed. That was a heck of a lot of fun. I ought to do this again. And I say I mean we. My wife Kelly and I. Kelly's definitely a big part of helping to keep the whole thing going as well. But it started out of fun, and it's continued to be that, which is one of the coolest things about it. I look forward. It takes some legwork, but I look forward to the events, and we always have a great time. So.
Tell me about the musicians you have. Like, where do you pull from?
It's kind of funny the way that things have taken off. I don't have one exact plan or strategy. It's kind of happened all different ways. I mean, the first few were people that I knew that I kind of tapped on the shoulder and said, hey, you know,
yeah,
why don't you come and play and we'll have a good time. And then I found that kind of like rolling a snowball down a hill, it seems like once you kind of start doing a couple of them and you know, other musicians hear about it, and I've gotten plenty of emails and phone calls from people kind of saying, hey, I'd love to come and play sometime. I've gone after a couple of people that I know of and invited them. And some people that I maybe expected would be tough to have them come and play to get on their schedule or whatever. But I found that persistence plays a big part in it for sure.
I remember the first time I think I came across, it might have been the first show with Ben, seeing photographs.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, like, the logo on the wall, did you do that it wouldn't be the first show, but at the Ben Rothermel show in February, did you paint the wall?
I did, yeah. That was one of those late night kind of inspirations, and I was down there working. And I'm certainly no artist, but I have these little moments where, like, I enjoy, like, letters and painting and drawing, like my kids. And anyway, I thought, hey, I ought to put some kind of like logo on that wall. So I just kind of started doing it and ended up with that. And so, yeah, it's become one, kind of the trademark that a lot of people will comment on. So
Live from the Cellar is one of several house concert series happening on a regular basis here in Lancaster. Chestnut House Concerts recently welcomed the Straybirds to a show that sold out in a couple days. And they will be welcoming the April Virch Band, a national touring artist, on Tuesday, January 15th. At the Woodstove House, we've been hosting house concerts with national and regional acts since early 2009.
For the town to have a name for itself based upon its house shows as much as its main venues, you know it's doing something right.
That's Lancaster singer-songwriter Mike McMonagle, with thoughts on house concerts from the musician's perspective.
When you have people that are in the room and they're focused on you, like there's an energy and there's a relational value to it as well. You get to tell stories, you get to really talk to people, be conversational. I feel like I'm not performing, I'm explaining myself, you know, and there's a magic to that.
If an artist is used to playing in bars and loud venues, the house concert can provide a space to pull out songs that don't otherwise make the set list.
A lot of songs I seldom get to play out because they're quieter and slower and more, just more in that direction. The house show has, for me, been the greatest outlet in the world that I get to play songs that I don't play hardly at all. And it's very welcoming, and it's very, it's great to have that outlet.
In just this year, the Cellar has become a coveted venue for regional artists. along with a who's who of local bands who consistently play the area. Road bands who are based in Lancaster, like the Straybirds and Jessica Smucker, also recently performed at the Cellar. But the biggest surprise for Josh so far was a show he was able to pull together with David Bazan from Pedro the Lion, who puts together whole tours of house concerts around the country.
I fell in love with his music. A friend introduced me to it a couple of years ago, and I mean, he goes back longer than I've been following him, but... So I started tweeting at him because he does these house concerts, and kind of got some conversation going, and I was just pretty persistent with it. And so, yeah, it came down to a point where he was planning his tour through this part of the country, and I got an email one afternoon. I remember where I was standing at that moment at a Perfect Image camera repair. Where people ought to take their cameras to get them repaired. And I got this email, popped up on my phone, and I was like, no way, this is really happening.
Now, he's got an interesting model.
Right.
So talk about that.
This is what he does. I mean, he plays house shows, so that helped my odds a lot, first of all. So he really got popular with the band and full-length albums, but he's been doing a lot more solo stuff lately, and has kind of ridden that momentum of his popularity, and instead of hiring the whole crew to go along with him and you know the tour bus and the lights and the big venues, he's really scaled it down to living rooms and kept it very simple. He lives in a van when he's on the road. I offered him my third floor, but he very graciously declined, and I guess he has his routines and probably gets his invites a lot, but... yeah, it's a model that he loves. He's also a talker. David Bazan loves not only making music, but really good interactive stuff with the crowd. So yeah. I've seen him twice now, once in Baltimore, then when he was at the Cellar. And both times he spent maybe a third of the time just – some of it is silly banter and some of it is kind of serious thoughts back and forth about politics or life or whatever. So I love that because you can listen to an album – and they can play it exactly the same live, but you get them talking and hear more about what's kind of going on inside their hearts and their heads as they're writing these songs. And really awesome. Very cool.
I think it's interesting because he takes care of all the ticketing, right?
Mm-hmm. And yep.
How did that work for you? Were you allowed to invite your own people, or how did that work?
Yeah, I had a couple of tickets that I could... You know, Kelly and I obviously went, and then I think there's maybe two other people that we could invite to come, without paying, kind of as their way of saying thank you for hosting. We got a couple free tickets, but yeah, I mean, it was very seamless. They emailed me a contract that I signed and sent it back, and they handled all the tickets the day or two before the concert. They emailed me a list of names, and I basically had to scratch people's name off as they walked in the door to make sure that there's no imposters that hadn't paid.
Sure.
And it was a very simple system. I mean, they put a lot of trust in people they're hosting that it's, you know, going to be a decent place to play.
Yeah, and, I guess so.
So I think that they've experienced all kinds of different living rooms, but I'm hoping that the Cellar stands out to them because I'd love to have them back.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week, we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen all around central Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. And now back to our conversation with Josh Gibble. Earlier this year, Josh started a house concert series called Live from the Cellar, where he and his wife Kelly have opened their home to local musicians like Jake Lewis, Ben Rothermel, and the Unusual Suspects, and to national musicians like David Bazan and Dennison Whitmer. Here's Josh Gibble on the future of Live from the Cellar.
I am riding this wave. I am loving every second of it. It's been a ton of fun, and I mean, it's not something that I've sat down and thought long and hard about what could come of this. I mean, it's a venue with 45 seats, and so it's not gonna And it's also in my house, of course, so I don't envision it becoming something where, hey, we're going to start doing this, you know, three nights a week, or even every weekend would be too much, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it feels like a great rhythm to have a concert every 3 weeks or so. And what I would love to see happen is, and I think what's exciting about having some of the guys like David Bazan and Dennison Whitmer, some of the names that have a little bit more draw to them, and then to be able to say, hey, you know, we're having this local musician who's getting started sitting in the same seat that Dennison Whitmer sat in, or David Bazan, or some people that are more established, and people start to realize, wow, there's quality music here, whether I've heard of this person or not. This is a place where we can go have a great evening. It's going to be good music. And so I would love for it to be kind of a platform where people that are getting started locally with their music careers can say, that was a great show for me. Because, and I've heard a lot of people say this, you know, a lot of the gigs out there are bars and coffee shops, or places where the audience isn't necessarily captive to the music. There's the banging and the clanging of pots, right, and pans, and, you know, the din of a bar, and,
yep,
you know, all the drunks going crazy in the background. So anyway, no, it's really cool to have a place where it's about the music and the people can hear the lyrics that have really come out of their hearts and kind of can get lost in a bigger venue where there's a lot of, yeah, of noise. So, yeah, I'd love to have a place where people can come and play, and people can come and listen. And it's a different kind of satisfying to say, hey, a big name was here, versus, hey, someone who's getting started who doesn't have a big name yet was here. But you can just see in their eyes what it means to them to have a place like that where their friends and family can come and listen. And, you know,
yeah,
I find them actually equally satisfying.
In our experience with house concerts at Woodstove House, we find that the musicians, whether local, regional, or national, also find the intimate setting of a house concert very satisfying and are extremely grateful for those opportunities to play. Here's Lancaster musician Mike McMonagle.
I thank the people that realize that they have a house or a situation or a setup that's ideal for that situation, and willing to time and again expose their life to, at times, complete strangers to come in and hang out and hear music in their quarters, in their living room, in their basement, whatever.
We're also finding that more and more musicians and hosts are embracing the idea and getting creative with music in homes and other found space. This year in Lancaster alone, beyond the typical house concert, we've seen shows happen in backyards, on back patios, and in barns. These aren't just summer parties with a local band playing covers. These are sometimes national touring artists performing listening room style shows to a captive and captivated audience. Just this past week, three local songwriters, Jake Lewis, Ben Rothermel, and Eric Albright, put together a one-night Christmas tour. The three formed a trio for the night and put together a 40-minute set, playing a couple of each other's songs and a couple Christmas carols. Then they booked three living rooms and traveled from house to house playing the same 40-minute set in each place.
Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
That's a sample from the Woodstove House. We hosted the middle slot of the one-night Christmas tour, and Live from the Cellar hosted the third slot. The hosts could do whatever they wished for the night, so long as we were ready to welcome the tour at the designated time. At Woodstove House, we hosted a BYOB and potluck with an acoustic set by Mark DeRose to warm up the crowd before the tour arrived. Josh and Kelly hosted a wine and cheese party at the cellar, along with an ugly sweater contest. This is the kind of creativity and openness to the arts that we love seeing happen in central Pennsylvania, and we're really proud to be part of it. Live from the Cellar is one of several house concert series happening in the area. Some series are relatively infrequent and kept very private, while others happen on a more regular basis and welcome the greater community. We love the energy around house concerts, so we'll be periodically talking with house concert hosts about what they're up to and any special shows they have coming up. In the meantime, if you love live music, I encourage you to seek out house concerts, join their mailing lists, and get to know the hosts, or consider hosting your own concerts. Live from the Cellar is nearly a year old, so I asked Josh about things that have happened during that time that he never really expected.
What I have been surprised about is the level of talent that lies here and some of the people that have come in here, local musicians that have come in to do music and blown me away. It's amazing to see some of these people that they're so good. I mean, I could hear them being played on national radio or going big, you know?
Right.
And, it's really, if there was any perception that local music is less than, that notion is dying with this, because I'm like, there's so many talented people that are playing here locally. And
Lancaster's scene is extremely rich right now. And I often wonder, I just don't have a benchmark.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's true really for central Pennsylvania as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would include, you know, York and Harrisburg in this comment, mm-hmm. that the music that's coming out of this region right now is just really incredible. And I wonder if it's like that, if that's not really that big of a deal, if other regions or other parts of the country are experiencing that, or if it really is exceptional. I feel like it's exceptional. I mean, some of the acts that have just emerged over the last year, even.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
And the Cellar's been a place where I've seen some of those acts.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree with that. I haven't lived in other places to compare it, but I think that what we have here has to be somewhat unique, if nothing else for the cohesiveness of the people and the kind of the camaraderie that I've seen in the artistic community here. Awesome.
Well, you know, I wish you all the best with the Cellar. I think it's really cool what you're doing, and I'm just so grateful that you open your house and you are willing to not just stick with big names, but take chances and pair up people that you feel will be a good show. And so oftentimes they're just really good mixes. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, thanks for doing it, really,
oh, yeah.
and being part of the fabric of this community. And I really wish you all the best. I'd like to, you know, we'll have you back, and I'll continue to plug the shows as you need them. You know, I know that they can sometimes fill up fast, but
mm-hmm.
we are happy to spread the word about the Live from the Cellar show. So thanks, Josh. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk about it.
Thank you for having me.
You can find out more about Live from the Cellar on Facebook at facebook.com/livefromthecellar, or link up on the show post for this episode at our website, woodstovehouse.com. While you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program, subscribe to the show, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.